Well, blessings, everybody. So good to see you tonight. I just pray that you are in for a blessing. Would you get your Bibles and get a notepad? And let's just go into a very simple message tonight. And I can't wait to bring it to you. I think if you were sitting here with me, we could go back and forth and you could add so much to it. You probably, most of you learned how to preach by just listening to me, because I do a lot of simple stuff. I do a lot of scenarios. It seems that the Holy Spirit with me has always just drawn a parallel. One time, Moore Cirillo taught me in 1987, that all truths run parallel. If you know this truth, it helps you to understand. If you know a natural truth, it helps you to understand a spiritual truth better. So it's always been very easy for me to do that. And now I hear many in the church saying that, ooh, pastor, that really preach. So you've learned that too. But I want to pray before we get started. And I pray that you're all doing well tonight in Jesus' name. And I know that our governor is saying a lot of things again. So let's pray for our governor. Let's pray for the state of California. Let's pray for our president and this election. There's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of things going on that are just crazy and out of this world. But I believe that according to the word of the Lord, that we're going to see the hand of God move in this. Those of you that heard the message Sunday, you know Psalms 2 just kind of lays the whole deal out. So anyway, we're going to pray over those things in just a moment. And I want to remind you to give tonight. We have our offerings ready. So please don't forget your offering, because we still have the church rolling and going. We're going to be in the church Sunday morning at 10. So be there with us and join us, and you can send your offering in, or you can drop it off in the mailbox and it'll be safe there as well, or you can text it in. So you'll see all that on our Facebook page. So anyway, could we pray together? And maybe you've got to get you a coffee or a cold drink and relax and get the word of the Lord. And I pray that you'll enjoy and take to heart what you're about to hear. Wonderful Jesus, you've been so good to us at Landmark, but you're just good to your people simply because you love us. And Lord, I believe that I can say for the people that are listening tonight, along with myself, that we are so glad we are saved. We are so glad that we know you and that we are under the precious blood of Jesus. Lord, we know that our nation, Lord, needs help tonight. So we pray for our nation. We pray for America. We pray for President Donald Trump and Melania, his wife, Lord. We pray, Lord, for the White House, that you will have your way in this nation in Jesus' name. Father, that you will cut out the wickedness, Lord. You will come against the wickedness, shut it up and set it down in Jesus' name. And may your mercy and grace prevail. And Father, I pray for every precious man and woman of God who is listening tonight, that help is on the way for them, Lord, whether it's they need health or strength or marital wellness and wholeness. You know what's going on. And so, Lord, I invite your presence to take over. Help us, Lord. Send help for those who really need help tonight. We give you praise. And again, thank you for your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I want to talk to you tonight about your insurance coverage. Every year at the church, we are covered with Church Mutual. We've been covered with them ever since I founded the church 24 years ago. And so every year we have to, you know, pay a premium, of course. You can pay up monthly or bi-monthly or quarterly or yearly. But every year the agent comes around, and the agent always tries to sell you a little bit more. He always wants to make sure that you know there's an umbrella available to you. But anyway, it's good to know your coverage. I remember one time my brother and sister-in-law, they had homeowners, of course, like most of us do. And all of a sudden there was some flooding that went on or something to that effect, and they found out they didn't have coverage. So it wound up costing them a lot of money. So anyway, I just want to call my message tonight. I'm going to ask you, how's your insurance coverage? Okay, because we all know what it's like to have car insurance. Because, I mean, I would say, I don't know, maybe 30 years ago, they passed that law that said you have to have automobile insurance. And before that, we didn't. We didn't even think about it, I guess. But boy, they passed that law and everybody had to have it. So in these perilous times, and we know it is, just like Timothy said in 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, he said, this know also that in the last days, perilous times will come. Men will be lovers of their own selves. They'll be covetous. They'll be boasters. They'll be proud. They'll be blasphemers. They'll be disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy. Truce breakers. They'll be false accusers. Incontinent. That means that their passions will be unleashed. They'll have no leash on their passion. If it feels good, do it. They'll just run rampant. And you know that where we're living right now is the most unthankful and the most unholy generation we have ever seen, I would say. Truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent. He said they would be fierce and despisers of those that are good. We see that today. That in the last day they would be false accusers, having a form of godliness, denying the power thereof. And then he tells us, from such, turn away. Don't run with them. Turn. So tonight, I just want to tell you that in these perilous times and these uncertain times, and if there was ever a time that is very uncertain and difficult, perilous times, it is now. And I want to say to you, we better make sure that we have the right coverage. We don't want to get caught like somebody that doesn't have one thing covered in their homeowners or in their car insurance, and then you're caught off guard. So I was looking at this car insurance that I had. I wanted to take a look at that today. And so we get that protects us and it covers us in case we have an accident or somebody hits us or we hit them. We have FPL, PD. We have no fault insurance. We have medical payment insurance, and then there's comprehensive insurance. So there's all kinds of insurances that fall under car insurance or home insurance. But I'm sure that some of you may have been like my brother that had something happen in your home or in your car insurance. You found out, wow, I thought I was covered, but I wasn't covered. Well, you know what's really kind of frightening is we don't want that to happen in our spiritual lives. So I want to make sure, because I heard the Holy Spirit telling me in prayer this morning that when I speak tonight, to make sure that all who are listening tonight know that you are fully covered, that you've got the right insurance, spiritually speaking, and that you are totally covered. So can I read to you tonight? I'm just going to take this out of Exodus. I'm just going to read two verses. Exodus chapter 12, verse 7, but they shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land. We're talking about the children of Israel getting ready to walk their way out of bondage. So they were told, you put the blood of a spotless lamb over both sides of the door and over the top of your dwelling, over the top of your house. And when I send a death angel and he sees that blood of that spotless lamb on your house, he will pass over it. So that's where we got the Passover. So you got to know tonight that if we're under the blood, that is a sure token. It is a token, it is a sign of God's protection and his covering over our lives. Now, if the blood was not on their house, I'm going to tell you, it was a very dangerous thing, because it just was speaking of sure death. If that blood was not on that house, they were going to die with the others, with the Egyptians. So they had to make sure that blood was over them. Let me just tell you a little something that my husband taught me years ago. And I'll say to you, when we are under the blood, we are totally covered. Okay, I'm going to take my glasses off because I think there's a reflection. And I've got my iPad, so it's bright so you can see it. But when we're under the blood, we're covered. And I've always loved Romans 4:7. It says this, blessed are those, listen now, blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Isn't that beautiful? To think that any sin and every sin you have ever committed, that we've ever committed from the time we were little boys and little girls, it's all under the blood. Now, some of you that go to church with us have heard this, but let me share it for those of you who are watching tonight. And by the way, thank you guys for tuning in with us and being a part of us here at Landmark. My husband and I lived on a cattle ranch, and every springtime the baby calves would come and there would be a bunch of babies out there. And every now and then a mother would reject her baby calf. She would orphan a calf. So late morning, my husband came in and he was just a mess. And I said, what in the world have you been doing? He said, well, we had an orphan calf and this mother has rejected that calf. And there was another cow and she had a calf. Well, her baby was born dead. But the other mother that orphaned her calf, she just didn't want the baby anywhere around. But the poor little mother, the poor little cow that had the dead baby, she just went over and licked the baby and nudged it with her nose and tried to make the baby get up, but the baby was dead and she couldn't get the baby up. So what my husband did, he took the dead calf and he skinned it, and he took its skin and he covered it over the top of the little orphan. And so he gave the orphan calf to the mother that wanted her dead baby. And when she smelt her baby's skin over the top of that calf, she just took that calf in and loved it. Though her baby died, he had skinned it and put it over the top of the little orphan calf. So that was really funny to see that little calf. After a while, it's running around and he had roped and tied the skin over the little orphan. And as she grew, she was grown out of that skin. It was really kind of funny. But it was the sweetest thing. It was the sweetest thing to see how that sweet mother loved that baby, because she could smell its blood. She could smell the skin of her baby on it. So I've always thought of Romans 4:7 after what Rick told me. He said, I put the cover over the little orphan calf. So I'll leave that there. But it always reminded me of our sins being covered. We were dirty. We were a mess. We were dead in our sins. And God gave us the blood of his son. And he literally covered us. And now when he sees us, he sees. We were orphans. But when he sees us, he sees the blood of his only sweet and begotten son, Jesus. So without the blood on the house, they were in trouble. And I can tell you tonight, without the blood of Jesus on us, people, we are of all people most miserable. I mean, we are a mess without the blood of Jesus. So the blood was a certain guarantee. It was just a guarantee that the death angel was going to pass over and God's people were going to be just fine. So let me just go ahead and start running the scenarios, and I think we'll just keep it simple tonight. The Holy Spirit is our agent. He's our spiritual insurance agent, and our policy is this book. Our policy is our Bibles. Now, read it, okay? Don't just let somebody tell you about it on Sunday, but read your Bible. Read it every morning or evening. Take it to work with you. Read it on your lunch hour, but get a piece of your word every day. You really got to know what's in your policy. You really got to know. I mean, in a physical insurance, you must know what you have in your home insurance and your car insurance. And I want to say this, like many of you, I've been a member of AAA for years and years, ever since, well, even before my husband passed, we were members of AAA, and they are so good. And, you know, we upgrade to roadside assistance, and we can upgrade to a 100-mile radius where if you break down, they'll come out and help you. If I run out of gas, I've got coverage. If I lock my keys in the car, which I don't do it as much now as I used to. I think I finally learned a lesson. But these guys, listen, I lock my keys in my car so much, they just, oh, it's her. They would come out and get me out. They just knew what they needed, the kind of car I had. And if the car won't start, I've got coverage for that. If I have a flat tire, I've got that. And I have towing service. And I love that. And I'm covered even if my car breaks down and I need another car. I need a rental car. I'm covered for that. So as you're with AAA over the years, probably your insurance too, they'll add things. So it's kind of neat to know you're covered, especially when you spend a lot of time in the car by yourself. So you really got to know you're covered. But I found out some very, very precious things as I've lived this life in these past 34 years as a widow. And just as a woman of God in general, you know, all of us need this. It doesn't matter if you're married and got 10 kids. I mean, we've got to know these things, church. But I found out that this word gives me a good roadside assistance. Man, I've got it because there's times, and you know this, that we run out of gas as Christians. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes you're just drained. You just don't have anything else to give. And somehow, with this roadside assistance that the Holy Spirit, our agent, gave us and we're covered, He will send the angels of heaven. And sometimes they come in a person that doesn't even know what you're going through. And they will come and they'll just say, I just wanted to help you here, or I just felt to do this, or you know what I'm talking about. There's so many times that God has rescued us and helped us when we just got maybe burnt out or ran out of gas, but He sent His angels or sent somebody to our rescue. And at times when maybe one of our sisters in the church, she had a car accident. Her son and her granddaughter was in the car with her. And she needed a rental car. Well, I guess her insurance did provide that rental car. But some other good people in the church offered her a car that she could use until she got it. But you know what? She kept on driving because God sent somebody else to meet that need for her. So, you know, it's good to know that you have insurance that will provide a rental car for you. That way, if you do have an accident, you can keep moving. And I just think, church, that's just the sweetest thing, that my blood covering our coverage with the Holy Spirit, He makes sure that in this life, no matter what kind of accidents you have, no matter what kind of stuff you are going through, He just keeps you moving with grace. You just keep moving along, and He will provide that provision for you like the rental car service does, to where you don't have to stop. Becky Fender wrote a song a few years ago called No Matter What Woman. And today, as I was preparing, I just put that in capital letters, that this blood coverage also makes it possible for us to continue our lives every day. And I capitalized no matter what happens. It doesn't matter, folks, what comes or what goes. I mean, Paul said neither death nor life nor principalities or powers, things present, things to come, the angel, it just does not matter, because we are covered. As long as we are covered under the blood of Jesus, I'm telling you, He is just the greatest keeper and blesser, and He takes care of us and provides for us like little children. I was talking to Him today about something that I needed, and He said to me, you know how much you love to give to your children and your grandchildren. You being evil, you know how you love to give good gifts to your children. How much more do I love to give to you? How much more do I send the Holy Spirit to those who love me. So I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I sure know about me. I sure need a spiritual towing sometimes. Sometimes I just need somebody to come alongside me. And the Holy Spirit is one that's called alongside to help. That's what a comforter, the comforter means. In the Hebrew, it means one called alongside to help. And so there's been times where he'll send somebody to hold your arms up, to help you along the way, to get where you need to go. And now here's the bad news. You know, the bad news in the physical is this. We all understand that there's a premium to pay for car insurance, for home insurance, any kind of insurance, medical insurance. There's a price to pay. There's a premium. But the good news is our Jesus paid the price in full. It's paid in full. So you and I don't have a premium to pay. We don't have to, as the old timers said, in years gone by, they would try to pay penance, you know, and walk up the steps of the synagogue through glass on their knees or try to walk through fire and all kinds of things. We don't have to do anything. In fact, there isn't one thing we can do. There's nothing we can do to pay for this because Jesus paid it all. He paid every penny of it. And yet it's not physical money, but he paid the price. Praise God. So folks, look, I know if you were with me again, we could put our heads together and just give God praise for everything that is under the blood and all the things Jesus provided for us at the cross, the way he covered us and takes care of us. But can we just go through a few of those tonight? Can you just sit down a minute and just pay attention? I'm going to close here. It's not going to be long tonight because this is so full and it's so powerful. I could either go on and on or just let it be impactful and just talk about a couple of these things. Look, with his blood covering, with what Jesus did for us at the cross, he gave us all the grace and all the mercy we're ever going to need. I don't care what you've done. Somebody said, well, I don't know if he covers my sin with this. Remember my story about my husband and what he did with that little orphan calf. We were all orphans, but he covered us with Jesus' blood. And there is no sin too big that his blood can't cover it. There is no sickness too great that he can't heal us. He made us whole and it's paid for. We've been given forgiveness of sins. We've been given grace and mercy. And our answers, I mean, answers to prayers. Supernatural answers to things that you could never even imagine how God would work that out. Even if he worked it out, how would he do it? What would he do? And yet he gives us those answers to prayer because of the cross and the blood of Jesus. One time I went to buy a car, and it was the first time I'd ever bought a car after my husband and daughter passed. The first time I'd ever bought a car on my own. So I drive over to Visalia. I'm going to look for a car, and I passed this car lot, and there was this car out there. And so I've driven Lincolns for years, and my husband did, and we've just always had them. And drive by, and here's this white Lincoln. It had blue interior. And I heard the Holy Spirit say, that's the car for you. So I went back and I told the man how much I could make on a payment. And I wanted that car. And he said, do you need to drive it? And I said, no, I don't need to drive it. It's the car that I'm supposed to have. And he said, well, ma'am, you really need to drive it. Well, I didn't. But they couldn't work the price the way I wanted it. And I knew because I'd prayed before before I went. And I looked at my checkbook. So see, when you're in doubt financially, all you got to do is look at your checkbook, figure out how much money you've got coming in, how much you got going out. And that'll tell you real quick whether you can afford it or not. And a person of God that has any business sense at all, you don't buy what you can't afford. You don't get head over heels or it's going to hurt you in the long run. So I said, well, no, that's not meeting what I feel like I've got to do. So he said, well, can I just send this purchase order home with you? Well, he went and got another manager. I'm just not going to take that car. I feel like that's really the one I'm supposed to have. And so anyway, I took the purchase order home, and on the way home, I was laying there in the front seat, and I heard the Lord saying, "Plead the blood over that." Now, you've got to understand, I was raised in a Pentecostal organizational church, and we only plead the blood when we were casting out devils or praying over devils to leave someone alone. We only pleaded the blood over that, not a car contract. So I laid my hands on that contract. I said, "I plead the blood over you in Jesus' name. Now, Father, I thought you told me that was the car, but if it's not, I sure don't need this car. I don't care. You just pick me one that will get me where I'm going safely." So I put the blood of Jesus all over that contract. You say, how do you do that? Maybe some of you don't know about it. With your words. You just put the blood on by your words. "Lord, I put your blood over this." See, it's just the way we got saved. We got saved by our words. We said, "Lord, forgive me of my sins and come into my heart." And he comes in just like that. See, it's just with our words. And so I put the blood over that. And when I put the blood over it, I got home in a few minutes. And when I got home back to Porterville, there was a call on my answering machine, and it said, "Mrs. Blaylock, we're so sorry, but could you come back? We've made you even a better deal." So I went back. Listen, I went back. They gave me a better deal, a lower down payment, lower payment. I bought that car, and they said, "We want you to have it." And I had total mercy. I had total favor. And I got the car, never had 1 ounce of trouble with that car the entire time I had it. So he's always helped me to buy cars. Plead the blood over everything, folks. He's given us blessings. He gives us favor. I was with some people last night at their home, and we were talking about the favor of the Lord. They were telling me how favor just comes up. Favor makes people say yes to you, and maybe they really want to say no, or they should say no. The favor makes them say yes. And favor causes us to find blessings where we weren't even looking for them. So, man, there's so much under this, folks. And then the blood gave us fellowship with God. I mean, it just brought us. In the Old Testament, they couldn't go to God by themselves. They had to have a priest go talk to him. But because of the blood that Jesus shed, you and I can go there and see God himself in person. We get to be with him in person, God himself, and we have the presence of the Holy Spirit in us and on us, and we can sit and listen to him. Every morning I listen to him, and I expect something to come. He speaks to us, and he helps us, and he leads us and guides us because of the blood Jesus shed. Jesus said, "I'm going back to my Father, but I'm sending you that Comforter." So, and with the blood, he gives us peace that passes all understanding. I've always had that. When my husband and daughter passed, when my father passed, so many things that happened in this life. That peace, you're like, my goodness, how do I have that kind of peace? You all know what I'm talking about. I watched you all in the church go through things, and I'm like, my goodness, how are they going to make it? How are you going to get through that? By the blood of Jesus. The blood is on you. And he's given us a home in heaven. I mean, we have a heavenly home waiting on us. Not some old house made out of wood and stucco. Now, we've got a mansion waiting for us in heaven. And that's because of the blood of Jesus. I could go on and on. But when we're weak, we have strength. We have strength. We're not weaklings. We're not like a little orphan calf being nudged by our mother. Man, we're being picked up. We have strength when we're weak. It's the blood, folks. It's the blood of Jesus that makes a difference in us and in the people you work with. It's the blood that makes a difference between us, the saved and the unsaved. And the Bible tells us, you know it's the truth. God said it a long time ago, even in the Old Testament, without the blood, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. There would be no forgiveness without the blood. Even the blood of a little lamb sprinkled on the mercy seat once a year by the priest forgave the people of their sins once a year. But now, because of Jesus' blood, his perfect blood, we have his blood every single moment to cover us, no matter what we've done. And God, when he looks at us, does he see the blood? When you're his, he sees the blood. When you're his child, he sees the blood covering over you. Just like that mother with that orphan calf, he sees the blood and we're covered. So if you want to know how to endure the hard times, the difficult times, these perilous times, these uncertain times, then you better make sure you have this blood covering. Because listen, it's starting to get messy down here. Really, really messy. So I would just make sure, this is why I believe the Holy Spirit gave me this simple little message tonight. He said, I just want to make sure they're under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. One time years ago, Judy and I, my sister, we sung for an eighth grade graduation. And we sung, like a bridge over troubled waters. Jesus is the bridge over troubled waters. And we have his blood to help us over the bridge in these times. You all know that old hymn, walk and wash away my sins. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, what can make me whole again? It says these questions are asked, what can make us whole again? And then it answers, nothing but the blood of Jesus. I think that was probably one of the most profound songs ever written. And then it goes into another old hymn that tells us, how do you get this blood covering? How do you get all this that I just mentioned, plus much more? The old hymn says, at the cross, where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away, it was there by grace I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Happy, that means joy from within. And then the old song we like to sing sometimes at communion service. There is power, there is power, there is wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, there is power, there is wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. That's where the blood is, folks. I bless you tonight. I pray that you've been encouraged and exhorted, because it's the blood that makes a difference with God's people. Know that you're there. I pray that you'll know it. And if you haven't been, you've just tuned in and you've just watched tonight and you've heard something, I pray right now, I am going to pray and I'm going to put the blood of Jesus over you. But you need to do something. You need to come to the cross and see the light. And you just need to come and say, Lord Jesus, that's right. Just say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart and live with me. I receive you as Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I cover you in the blood of the precious Lamb, Jesus Christ himself. You are washed and you are cleansed. O people of God, take advantage of everything our precious and sweet Savior has given to us. No one loves us like him. He has given us everything we'll ever need. Oh, would you enjoy his favor? Enjoy his blessings. Enjoy his sweetness. Enjoy his companionship and his fellowship. I love you so much. May the blessings of the Lord rest upon you in Jesus' name. Amen.